nicht die Atauer. Ich stelle noch Sachen, aber es ist ein Pet-Parschen. Make sure to cover at least some of the points. It's a short Friday also, I'm going to finish up early on time. First, I'll begin with the Lamed Shavar. By Tomar, steht in Parsha, he would say, "Vishalcha l'chamia leimar, lisha sher eilu lo yanoichi hara." She sent him the simonim. She sent him the chesemes and the psilim v'amate, and she said, "Haker nolim yach chesemes v'psilim v'amate eile." And she told him, "Liisha sher eilu lo yanoichi hara." Rashi brings and Hakerno. Ain't no the loshen bakosha. Hakerno is berecha v'al ta'avit sholish nefoshes. There's a Gemara that when someone is chayv misa, an isha who's chayv misa, she's an isha mu'beres. Halacha is that she gets killed, even though the uber will also get killed. It's a Gemara, an erchin. Frek the Gemara. Hoyshe shiyotze lahoreg, mishnah in erchin dav zayin omer alef, ein mam tinin lad she teilet. Frekting mora kashe, pshite, poshet ein mam tinin. Ad kamen this, din chi mis an ishe, me meile, the uber, shes gerach imoy, we'll also have a din, that we don't wait, and we'll kill the mother, afilu with the child. What's the chiddush? There's a halacha that chiddush. Harei, there's a chiddush din that harei is mavur in parshas dmei vlodois. That vlodois hagam before that they're noilad in bailus they're shaykh to the father, and therefore someone who's noige fi isha hara v'yotzu yiladeo has to pay dmei vlodois to the father. The father of vlodois has a din moment on the vlodois. So the shayla over here is hagam mitzad chiyuvei misa there would be no mania to kill the isha, and hagam that the children would get killed. But what is mitzad ha'mamoina the baal? The vlodos hari ha'shaych to a baal. The Gemara Nerechen is explaining what's the half meaning of the Gemara. Of the Mishnah, that Mishnah has to come to emphasize this chiddush din, that you kill the isha hagam, that the vlodos will get killed. The chiddush is at the moment of din. See what given, it's sad to say, that mitzad the moment is ha'shaych to the father. There's no hetter to kill the mother. Als du borim, je mafsi dem om de baal. Kamash malon, de mischne, de ritz mutter. Fik dig moi, veim oche nami. Why isn't this cheshmen takel om de shal cheshmen? Om rabba bo, om rioichonon, om arko, meisu gam shneye, le rabbi se savlad. Shtei do, achidish din, it is a special ribuy. Because ein oche nami, mitzad ochoi shemish, but mitzad dem om, and this would be awesome. Would be awesome. Kamash on the pasuk and meisu gam shnei rabbis is savlad. Now, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin there's a chilik uborim. A benoyach is neher agala ubor. Mashenkin Yisrael is not nerig al uber. Uber has a din of a nefesh, but it's a limited din nefesh. By Yisrael, who kills an uber, he's not chayiv misa. Hagam that it has certain dinei ritzicha to it, but there's no chayiv misa. Masha'inkin benoyach, who kills an uber, the Gemara has a drasha, shofech dam ha'odom ba'odom, that someone who shofech a dam of ha'odom, who's still in another odom, it's a drasha, which is an uber. Ba'odom dom yishofech. Pasuk in Noyach, and that's a ribui, that b'nei Noyach are neherag ala ubaru. That a b'nei Noyach who kills the ubar is neherag. Zog the Meshech Chochma, that by the halach of the special ribui, of the special ribui of Gam Shneyem, we find it by Yisrael, we don't find it by a b'nei Noyach. Now, she tainted to Yehuda. A tainted. She wanted to make sure it would be a tainted that's going to hold an aletz dodim. She tainted to Mazay. She wasn't going to embarrass him. So she was trying to come with the most indirect taina to save lives. And that's Taka the Posuk in Rashi, that she came to him out of the Sholish Nefoshes. What is she taina to him? She taina to him as this halacha that an uber is bottled to the mother. A, you don't find it by Ibn Noyach. And Ben Noyach Bechlal is a different din klapi uborim. And over here, at Kama, you don't know who the father is. Pashtis, whatever your taina, ke'ilu, without saying, in the life, and people, not everyone has to understand, is shiktem zu weisen, she's sending him a simon to know that there's a father over here. Elamai, the matzav of horror is nunim. You don't know who the father is. There's no one who has a schus tvi on the dmei vlodis. Oh, but she sends him simonim. I have simonim that there is a heker to know who the father is. And came in that there's a yediyah who the father is, and there's no din of gam shneyan. So you have to be matzav the nefoshes. So over here she didn't even mind telling him mafurish. The shlichim were, and no one's going to be embarrassed. Even in a direct way. But she comes to the shluchim, she gives them hachisemes, sapsina v'amate, she tells them, send this to the Dayan, send it to Yehuda, and this is who the father, the one who owns this is the father. And she tells him, save the nefoshes from being killed. She was coming with a lom d'shetayne, which even klapi the shluchim is not embarrassing anyone, but she's coming with the tayne, haker no. Harry, if there's a simon that's not liznunim, that we know who the father is, there's a simon, and with the simonim we could be moitzi momen. The father has this chus momen over here in the ubarim. There's no heter to kill me. Tepuk leim inside the ubarim, and that's taki the lashon of Chazal. Hakan es barechav al tabet sholish nefoshes. She was coming out the nefoshes from Vlad. The Maisa Yehuda was a tzaddik. He was moitin. He said nochmer. He said tzadko umi meni ena chanami, and maybe it wasn't his nus. Alpidin, mimeni or you advar. But in Echanami, she with her taina was going to go. As Chazal tell us that she was willing to be mapped herself into Kivshon Ha'esh and not to be malvin pnei chaveh barabim. So how did she send it to Hakerno with this taina through the shluchim? She wasn't coming to say it wasn't his nus. Because she wasn't going out, she was going to be careful in his cover not to embarrass him. But she was coming with a ganz lamda shetaina that whoever it is, aber chavdach simonim, hakin olim yachav yisem esabsim ma'ele, in kevet shekein. You can't take buklein mitzad memoina de baal. L'maisi Yehuda b'tzitkusai. And l'maisi was moide. And l'maisi, it went much further. L'maisi, we should know, Rabbeinu Yoyin paskin this halacha l'maisi in Shari Tshuva, it's a chiddish, to appreciate. That this halacha of noyach lelodim sheyal mpnecha she lap las when kibshanish vayal mpnecha veibarabim, he passes it lahalacha. He says, I mean, the Pashtus is, I mean, we don't find it. There's any chutlik on Gemara, but Lamaisi, he tines that there's a din yorig val yavar, even on embarrassing someone. Again, does the Meshech Chochma, as I quoted the name, Vaita, Nochamo, this is together with my optach in the Meshech Chochma. To get a bit further than the word we see state, but the Meister, this is the word. That's more than that. This is what he meant also in Gantz. But Kedarka, he's been Katzer, to be Moisef, obviously, to Stefan says. The beginning of the parasha, Gantz and Meister with Yosef and the brothers. So many demudim to learn from here. I want to get straight to the point and a very specific nikuda I want to bring out. There was a nikuda of Lashon Hara. Vayove Yosef is dibosom ro elaviyem. Which lemaisa, Chazal, Rashi, came to tell his father, obviously, as you see from Chazal Vayter, his intention was good. He was trying to be Menadem from Chait, and he had his opinions in Chinuch about them. And as Mefarshim Shtel over here, it was only a Laviyem, and he wasn't Moisif anything. This Loshon of Vayove was Vayove. He just gave over the facts. The halacha is that when someone says Lashon Hara Toyeles, he has to be careful. First of all, he can't add anything. He has to be mamish exact. That's what Vayovi is. What's Vayovi? He's just bringing over that which he saw. Without any personal opinions about it, without any personal uptight about it. And it was only Elaviyam, who's Mechoyim in their chinuch, and is out to be Mechanach. Came for a good reason. But we find, specifically in this case, the Achroinim, our Marich, how there was no Shailav Evim and Achai, there was no Shailav Bnei Ashfoches, there was no Shailav Chashidim and Alarais, but these were the three things that he had told Yankiv Avinu. He was punished for all three of these Nekudis. First of all, he was punished, Bechlal, that the whole Tzad, that everything that happened came because of this issue of Lashon Hara, which the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was to vow from him that there was something shaloi b'tzedek. He didn't do it in Gansen. It wasn't in Gansen the right thing. As Rashi brings the Chazal, b'shloshtun loko, he was punished for all three. Vayishchetu sirizim b'mchirosoi, mido k'neged mido, v'lo yachalu hu chai. In his mechira, there was a shchita of a sirizim, which was involved. And that was a punishment for Yosef, because of the Lashon Hara he said about Evim and Achai. He had to be sold le'eved nimkar Yosef. He had to go through the horrible, terrible nisoyin of atish seishes adoinov with all of the hardship that was included in that. He was punished. Good intention. I want to share with you an interesting machshava I had. We have two parashas in Torah. The Torah tells us stories about Lashon Hara over here. Another parasha is Miriam telling Lashon Hara to Aaron about Moshe Rabbeinu. When the Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Tumas Tzoras, he comes to emphasize what the Torah is trying to teach us by the parasha of Miriam. So the Rambam makes an emphasis how Miriam meant for his best, she meant for his good, and she was his older sister, she raised him. And Afal Pikein, she was punished. Amr says, Kal v'choymer, b'nei odem atipshim, medaber rois on their friends, they open their mouths about others. It קלוחים לא דמה הראשון מהטיב שמשמרנו מדבר גדולס ונפלוס how wrong it is and how bad it is. Now, the Rambam does make an emphasis that by Miriam, she was his older sister, and she raised him on her lap. She was the one who put herself in danger to save him when he was put into the Yor. Rabbi makes an emphasis about the galus of Miriam Hagam, that it was her sibling. It was her old, younger brother, etc. He cared very properly for her, that she cared very properly for him, etc. And he was Moichel. Afal Pikin, she was Nenash. The two cases in Lashonah we have in Torah is that and over here. Siblings talking about each other for good intentions. I thought it is Efshe and Nekuda I wanted to share with you, a machshav I had. The Torah is teaching us a story of Lashon Hara about siblings. And Lemaise, these are the two cases we have stories in the Torah about Lashon Hara. Hagam the Rama makes an emphasis how the Chiddush is that it's also even if it's about a sibling. I think there could be this shteido adarab, a musar haskel of oicht fakert. How careful a person has to be with speaking Lashon Hara about siblings. And probably the most challenging nisyonis of Ben Odom Lachaveroi, of Lashon Hara, etc., are between siblings. It's a place in an area where we probably take it for granted as it not being such a hard issue and not being such an Nisoyan. And maybe Hagufa, when the Torah gives us these parashiyas of Lashon Hara, bedafke by sibling, we should realize how important and how dangerous the Nisoyanis are. In general, I want to share with you personal observation. The more I look around, seeing the greatest tragedies that happened from Lashon Hara, which is Horik Shloisha, as the Gemara says, it's Horik, the person who says it, the person who was said about, and the person who was Mekabelit. You'll see more and more, I see more and more in life, and I want to share this with you when you're still young in an early point of life. It's so much more dangerous when we're talking about siblings. And adarab, the nisyonis are so much greater. And if there's any area where a person has to be mevakesh sholom v'rodfeyu, it's between siblings and relations. Between krevi mishpocha and alachas kam, between brothers and sisters. And the nisyonis are great, and very great. And a person, before he gets a nisyon, has to prepare himself for a nisyon and know about it. And therefore, I want to go straight to the point and bring up this issue straight away to share it with you. When a person realizes that there could be nisyonis, and he's aware of them, before he bumps into them, it's easier for him to be oimer in the nisyon. Just for the sake of dugma ladover clarity, I'll bring as a derech mashal, a famous Nevach story, is Houdini, Shamatim Alof. Sigven Ayid, Nevach. Atari. He began his career trying to bring Parnassa to his family. Shitake did a great job doing it. He became a Muncha Otsum Houdini. He was an American. I don't know if you didn't, South Africans know. he had many crazy Mumchias in that he was a Mumcha in. One of his many things that he was famous for, that he was able to take any punch. He was able to take any punch. And that's why he advertised himself. The strongest people, he worked on himself in many ways in building his goof, building his capabilities for crazy things, to be... long time under freezing water, etc. One of the things he built himself physically was to be able to take any punch. Nebuch, the last punch that he got was someone turned to him and asked him, "Are you Mr. Houdini?" He said, "Yes." "Is it true that you say that you can take any punch?" He said, "Yes." At that moment, he gave him a very bad punch, which he died from 3 days later. What was the nekuda? He did it so quickly, Houdini didn't have time to prepare himself for it. He was able to take any punch if he was prepared. The guy punched in Nebuch in a very sensitive spot, which Nebuch, this Rotzeach, had prepared for in advance, knowing exactly the softest place where to hit someone. And he knew that if he'll give Houdini any time for it, attack it, he was good for his word, that he can take any punch. What was the vart? He wasn't prepared. Kodesh Baruch Hu never gives a person any sign sheni yochel lamud boy. We can take all the punches that come our way. We all have the koyach to take it. Elamai, we got to be prepared. But that Kodesh Baruch Hu leaves up to us. Kindalach. Realize, there's nisyonis out there. There's nisyonis. It's a shvera velt. Never be in a situation of not being prepared. If you're prepared, you have the koyach to stand in front of any punch. You'll be able to be oimid b'nisayon. But you have to be prepared. So let me prepare you on this one. The greatest pitfall of ben adam l'chaveiro is between siblings. The greatest challenges of lashon hara are between siblings. We love each other and we grew up together, and there's no greater ahava that can exist between people. But what you have by siblings, true. But the greatest nisyonis are between siblings. And never, never be mezalzel mashu in. First of all, being very careful with lashon hara between siblings, being careful in ahavas chaverim, which should begin first and foremost between siblings, and to know how to be mevater. And to know how to be misrachik from kina, from sinna, from nisyonis, which naturally will come up more between siblings than anyone else. And don't feel secure, even when you have a good relationship with close siblings, that everything is givaldic and secure. The nisyonis are great. It's not for nothing, as I'm telling you, it's a horror. I haven't seen it yet brought in the Sfarim. But I'm sharing with you, it's posha to me. When the Torah gives us the two parashiyos of Lashon Hara, Vais Diba Samra Laviyam and Hein Bar Miriam, it's brothers or sisters, it's about a sibling. Coming from a good intention. Alachas Kama V'Kama Chas V'Sholom, if it comes not from a good intention. There's the natural situation of siblings is going to have, there's very hard not to come into a situation of Vayikanu Bayechov. It's not an easy matzav. Every child needs recognition from a parent for his essence of who he is and what he is. Every person needs for the aleph base of self-esteem, the aleph base of a human being giving himself self-recognition of that he's worthy. We get it from our parents, from the natural, tipul, love, what parents give to a child from day one when they're born. But that it goes on for life. Children need to get that from parents. If there's a matzav, and it's lo yimolet, parents are human beings, it's lo yimolet that they'll show one child one type of favoritism, and it's going to, because Kodesh Baruch Hu created us as such needy beings that we need that recognition from parents, it's a very natural thing that there's going to be situations which are created of what? Of Vayikanu. There's a kin. This child is recognized, he's admired more than me, he's respected more than me. It's shaykh to every single child from every single parent. It's a natural thing that almost has to be. I remember reading somewhere once an observation. With exact details, but the basic idea was, it was a 70-year-old man walking out with his older father, was in his mid-90s, again, some Meisa, the basic punchline was, and it's very, very true, the idea that he was hoping that his father would hold of him. It was from a psychologist's point of view, understanding the way human nature is. The person, we need recognition from our parents, respect from our parents, and it can continue till ad the yom ha'acharay, and achar can also. People have imaginations. Did my mother hold of me as much as she held of my brother? Did she like me as much as she liked my sister? Did my father? V'chulu v'chulu. Because it's an innate, inborn need of humanity, which that's the yisoid of what our whole self-esteem and everything is based on. Now, but because of that, we have to realize there are nisyonos. And unless a person is mevakesh shalom, and he's roidev shalom, and you're prepared in advance to know that between siblings, you have to be mevater, and you have to fargin, you have to say nayin toivin, you have to be careful, you have to be careful from lashon hara, be careful in zilzul, etc. A person will be nisha. And that's the worst. The worst matzavim of lashon hara are between siblings. The greatest chiyuv of bakesh shalom and tver are between siblings. I'm warning you, telling you, be prepared for life. Be prepared for this nikuda. When we learn this parasha, at some points, rabbeim in younger years have to explain it to kids. How did the shvatim shift? They come to such a matzav. The chiddush is almost fakert. You look at life, you see situations are so much worse. We have to be prepared. Being nisim from the chait of lashon hara begins at the most between siblings. Being careful not to be mezalzel and cover the one of between, and being careful from kinah. Kinah is a midah that ruins everything good. Nothing good comes out from kinah. Nothing good. The open Svarim and Kine, I could have prepared for you. Against a Langen again. Kine kills a person. Nothing good comes out from Kine. And what's there to be in Mekane? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the next point I want to bring out from the parasha. The Hashgacha Pratis, every single matzah of a person's life is tailored by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for him, for his best. I once saw a beautiful cartoon which brought out so stark a nekuda. The cartoon was basically, is a man holding a bulging sack of $100 bills. Bulging sack of $100 bills. With a massive smile on his face. He has a patch over one eye. So there's one picture of the cartoon, and this guy's a big, heavy, looking all fat, rich, you know, a look to him holding this big sack. And there's this skinny guy. And he has a big smile, of course, in the cartoon on his face. And there's this skinny guy standing in back of him with a ripped suit. And, like, looking in his eyes are going, mamish bulging. And there's, like, a little thing about his thinking. Halavai alai, halavai on me. Okay. Next picture is this the same skinny guy holding the same bulging head with this time with a patch on his eye, with tears rolling down his face. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes for every person his pekel. Exactly what's the best for him, what's good for him, what's the challenge for him. You cook the afyen and you say halavai afmir. Okay, then you want to take his you want a knocked out eye like he has. Okay, if you want to take that package, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might give it to you. But realize it's not meant for you. In such a situation, you'll be crying away that you lost Nebuch your eyesight in one eye. But that was what you wished, halavai afmir. You also wanted to have this bulging sack of $100 bills. Describing it doesn't do as good as maybe sitting in front of you. But there's a certain nekuda, there's an idea. Kine never does good for a person. Never want to get Yenim's goods, because you never know whether it's good for you. It goes together with everything else the person has. And every situation of life, because Baruch Hu tailors it exactly for the person, what is best for him. kinnah doesn't even begin to make a mashu of sense. The worst kinnah and the most dangerous kinnah is when it begins between siblings. And the yesod is because it comes from this innate nature of a person getting that recognition from parents, v'chulu. The solution to it is very good, very simple. As you heard this talk from me before, a person has to give himself the self-esteem that he deserves and not to look for external reasons and even not to look up to parents to get it from them. Not to need recognition from others, to be totally independent of being on an emotional level also. Give yourself self-talk about your own chashivas, of your own worth and how valuable of a person you are. Learn to talk to yourself. The yisayid of all avodas, I mean, this is self-talk. The yisayid of all means is self-talk. And part of a good self-talk is a person talking to himself, building himself in a healthy way, of truly appreciating and recognizing all of his good that he has. Let's go back directly to the parasha of Islam. It's a big yisod. I'm trying to prepare you for the punches of life. But be prepared. Wherever you can, adarab, be mekarev, kroivim. The kroivim, tztaka always begins by those who are the closest to you. Tztaka of time. Giving of avtal recha kamoicha begins by those who are closest to you. The Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph in Kiddushin says v'avtal recha kamoicha begins the most in a person's home. The more someone is close to you, the more you're mechuyim v'avtal recha kamoicha. Doing chesed, as the Chazon Ish describes in Amunu V'tochen, he speaks, it's sefer Amunu V'tochen, it's a tremendous sefer on Avodas Hamidas. He describes you could have someone who's a bal chesed on the outside, he's being mafkin himself for the toivus everyone. And if at home he's not that Baal Chesed that he should be, doesn't carry true value. Person's a Baal Chesed between his chaverim, but he's not a Baal Chesed between his siblings, he's lacking. Person has their acheretz for older, respected people, but not for his parents, he's greatly lacking. Tremendous hashgacha protis in this week's parasha. In these parashiyos bechlal. And it has to be a musar haskel for us to realize hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world and how key that has to be in our it's such a mafteach, how important it is. Now we're added to life, the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis in every detail. First of all, there's the Hashgacha Pratis, realizing, recognizing how every detail comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Yosef is on the way down, he's in a matziv of being sold. In the most horrific matziv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure what are they taking down to Mitzrayim? Regularly, the Soichrim, who are coming on that route, would be taking Ichron v'neift, Rashi says. Kadosh Baruch Hu is marich here in the Torah to teach us something. V'inaorchas yishmoedim bom migilod v'gmaleim noises nechoyois v'tzri v'loit holchem lahorit Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, what's it coming to teach us? Lama perisam akos v'es masom. Kadosh Baruch Hu only teaches us in the Torah things that we have to know for a purpose. Lohidia matan schor shel tzadikim shein darkon shel aravim lo seis ela neft ve'itron she'erchon ra. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin for Yosef b'somim shelo yuzak mireach ra. As hard as his matziv is, Kadosh Baruch Hu is making sure that his trip down to Mitzrayim he shouldn't have to suffer from a bad smell. Hashgacha pratis. Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Gimel tells us on weiter on in the end of the parasha, the Saroifim and Saramashkim, how a Kudish Baruch Hu, what the Lashon. How a Kudish Baruch Hu puts people in jail, kills people, changes things around for the sake of Yosef HaTzadik. So the Gemara over there is. Take too much time. Where's the lotion over there? We give you the Gemara. Lashon is here. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the Odoin bikoyes on his. Avodim, in order a toiv should come out to Yosef HaTzadik. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hikzif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odon al Avodiv Lasis Ritzin Tzadik. Umanu Yosef, Shenema Veshom Itonu Nar Ivri. Avodim al Deneim Lasis Nes HaTzadik Umanu Mordechai Bixen Veseresh. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu put into Bixen Veseresh's heart to try to poison the king? The Tevish should come out to Mordechai. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mesavev? They were Chayiv Misa Tzeder, but Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mesavev that should all happen this way in order to save Mordechai. Same thing over here, Saroifim Saramashkim. Kadosh Baruch Hu made him koyis on the Saroifim. Not the Saramashkim, first of all, initially putting them in jail for the whole story to happen. And then secondly, they point out over here that the Saroifim also got killed because of this. That's the Hiksif Adin Alavodov is referring to the Saroifim. That what? If Yosef would have told only something good about Saramashkim, and he wouldn't have said something bad about the Saroifim, so later when the Saramashkim came to tell Paroi, it wouldn't be Nikir that Hitaka knows exactly what he's saying. As it could be that he gave him an uptouch of the cholim. Let's say it would be the Saramashkim alone. Would that be a hatzalah for Yosef? Not as much, lavdavka. Because Sachakol, also the Saramashkim, and also Paroi could have looked at it, that he tried his luck, as they say. I mean, Balmoif is only 50% is all, he'll always be okay. If he says about the future, either it's going to work, it's not going to work. One of the two options basically were there. If you only would have said a Saramashkim, Saramashkim is going to come back again. No. Nope. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mesavev, no, the both things happened. The Saramashkim and the Saroifim. And the Saramashkim pitoron was that he's going to come back. And the Saroifim's pitoron wasn't that he'll get killed. And that's the way that Yosef will end up coming exactly when? At the time when it's going to be the right time for him to go out. Hashgacha, niflo, in every detail. Stam in life. Nothing happens stam. Nothing happens stam. But so much more, these parashas teach us the nekud of hashgacha of schar v'oynish. Of schar v'oynish. We already mentioned the Rashi. How Yosef was punished mida k'neged mida in all the three different things. Lashon Horus that he said, in Vagishchutu Gdiizim, because of Evim Menachai, he was sold to an Eved. He said Lashon Horus about the fact that they called him Bnei Shfochos, Avodim, the Nisoyin of Eshes Poitifa. Chazal tell us Vaitu Yehuda. that Yehuda, because he was the one who was the melech of the brothers, and he was the one who be'etzem stood the most responsible for the mechira, he was punished first. Weiter with Rashi, and this week's parsha brings weiter. The hemshech of the parsha, the whole ma'aseh with Yehuda, with Tamar. That was the beginning of the punishment. We find weiter that he was nichnas as an arvus ladovar. He was an orev. Later on, we find he was an orev for bringing back Binyamin. That was all part of his tikkun. As Beis Alevi's marich, how he had to be Moisei Nefesh for his brother to make a tikkun on that, which he wasn't Moisei Nefesh for Yosef. But Ben Kech, was nichnas arvus badovar. And as the Chofetz Chaim points out to the Gemara in Makkos, what happened? He ended up slipping, and he ended up saying, "Im lo yavienu alechom chotosi lovi kol hayomim." He slipped, and he said he gave himself a klola al tnai. The Gemara tells us that a tzaddik, when he utters a klola, even if it's al tnai, comes mekuyim. What happened? What was the klala? That he's going to be benidoy, he told Yankiv, ba'ilam azel, ba'ilam abo. What does the Gemara Makkos tell us what ended up happening? Yehuda wasn't allowed in Yeshiva Shalmaila after he died. He was benidoy. Because he uttered those words. Or end of the second part. Yeah. Morning, you'd have from the base. Om Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmani Om Rab Yonason. Maidach Siv Yechiruven Val Yomois. And the Pasuk says, Vizoris Li Yehuda. Kol Oysan Memshona She Yisrael Ba Midbar. All the 40 years that Yisrael were in the Midbar. Atz Moisav Shel Yehuda Hoyim Agulgolim Ba'oroim. Ad Sh'omad Moishu Bikishol Av Rachamim. Till Moishu Davin Rachamim, his Atz Moishu were Magulgolim Ba'oroim. As Rashi says, they took the atzmus of all of them to up to Eretz Yisrael, and atzmus kol hashvatim shildon kayom, v'shel Yehuda were megul golim. That's the pasuk Yechiru ven Reuven shildo kayemes. His whole the form is totally kayom. Mashenkin Yehuda was nishtaze. Omar lefon of Idavin, Ruben Shalin, Megoram, Ruben, Shayoda Yehuda, Vizayisla Yehuda, Shmashim call Yehuda, have Rachmanis on Yehuda. Al Evori Leshafe. All of his bones came back into the Tzura. That's some Nachas Ruach for a Nifter to have it that way. It was like the other Shvatim. Then the Gemara continues, like, have a Kama'ayil Leila Mesifta de Rakia. He wasn't allowed to go into Yeshiva Shalmala. Just picture the horrible suffering. He's. We're speaking about. It was. These are the end of 40 years. This is 250 years after they went down to Mitzrayim. 210 years they went out of Mitzrayim. This is the last year of the 40 years. This is 250 years after they went down to Mitzrayim. How long did Yehuda live in Mitzrayim? To make the cheshbon. He was nifter, like all the Shvatim were nifter when they were 120. It was only Yosef who died at 110, 10 years earlier than all the Shvatim. Also, reasons of Hashgacha Pratis. But he was nifter 120, just make the cheshbon. Ves Yudah Shalach Lefan of Goishna. You can make the cheshbon how old he was then, how many years in time. We're speaking about somewhat close to good 200 years. 200 years after his nifter, he was not allowed into Yeshiva Shalmala. They should be allowed in. Okay, they allowed him into Bis Medrash. Lo yavi yodil pruki kushya. he couldn't answer. Sorry, first. Lo yihavi kiyoda, they let him in. But lo yihavi kiyoda l'mishka l'mitshach b'shmaita. He didn't have the capability to handle and learn in yeshiva shel mala. He lost his capability to handle and learn in. Lo yihavi kiyoda l'mitshach b'shmaita. No greater gehen than that. Yeshiva shel mala, tzikoch tzach and learning. All the shvatim and all the tzaddikim are all busy learning, and he can't be part of them. He had mishkin chavrusa. Vayhavi yoda l'mishkal mishach b'shmaita b'hadir abonot. Mamish loshin the gemara. Yodav ravloi. He davened that he should be zoyche yodav ravloi. That he should have such a koyach. Vayhavi yoda l'prike kushya. He didn't have the koyach to answer up a kasha when he was asked against a mahalach of his. So he was able to handle the learning. But he didn't have the koyach to answer when he was shlugged up. Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, ve'ezer mitzorav tiyeh. The Kadosh Baruch Hu accepted his tefillah. A noiridiki gemara. What was all this? Because as the gemara begins, Om Rav Yudom, Rav Nidui al Tnai tzorach hafara. He gave himself a Nidui on Tnai. Dechsiv, im lo yehavi yosef elecho. And he made himself a nidui. V'chotosi lo shenidui hu, says Rashi, she'em enud la'aviv. He wasn't allowed in yeshiva shel mala. He was bo'ilam hazeh, bo'ilam abo. Bo'ilam hazeh, his atzomers were magulgal, and bo'ilam abo, for close to 200 years, he wasn't allowed to yeshiva shel mala. Why? Because he slipped. And he said this dibur. Frek to chafetz chayim, why did he slip? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu allow it to happen? That's also a matziv. He was punished because he slipped. He wasn't medactic in his loshen kechut asayra, but such a horrible punishment, yes. For a tzaddik, that's what he gets. But hagufa, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu let it happen that he slipped and he used such a loshen when he shouldn't have used such a loshen? Zok to chafetz chayim, it was a midah keneged midah. For 22 years, the Shechina was nostalgic from Yankiv. Why was the Shechina nostalgic from Yankiv? Because Yehuda, the head of his brothers, when they sat down Lecho Lechem, they wanted a minion. And in that minion, when they made the decision about Mechiras Yosef, they did it with the Gantz minion. And they were mitzarev the Shechina Imahim. And they made a nidui on whoever is going to be Megalit to Yankiv. And Chazal tell us, and therefore, this Shechina was nostalgic from Yankiv in order that Yankiv shouldn't find out, because he was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was part of the nidui. Not to be Megalit to Yankiv. What happened? The Shechina HaKadosh was nostalgic from Yankiv for 22 years. The pain of Yankiv wasn't just the pain of losing Yosef. He was in a matzav of his siluk hashchina. This was all caused by Yehuda. Mida keneged mida. He also was benidui. Close to 200 years nebuch. He wasn't allowed in yeshiva shel mala. He lost his koyach to handle and learning. Lo yavo yoda lemitrach. With the Rabbonon in Yeshiva Shel Mala. Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven for each thing for him. And because he was worthy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machnes believe Moshe Rabbeinu to daven, and he was zoiche, and Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was accepted for the sake of Yehuda. Until he was able to ezer mitzor of tia, he was back in Yeshiva Shel Mala with the full brand. Many times situations happen where a person is deserving of punishment, and therefore he's allowed to be nichshal and chait, and midah keneged midah, he'll get punished in that thing itself. The Netziv says in this week's Parsha Vayit, this idea exactly, he says it about the brothers. Very interesting Rashi. Earlier in the Parsha. There's three nekudas in every Sefer Torah. We have a Masorah from Moshe Rabbeinu, Parak Torah Shebal Peh, there's three dots like an upside down segol on top of the aleph of the S. Okay. Shabbat told Moshe Rabbeinu that all Sifrei Torah have to have those three dots. What's it coming to teach us? Says Rashi. Lirois es tzoin. Nokud al es. Shalei holchu elo. What's the three nekudis on top of the aleph? Elo lirois es atzmon. When they went, lirois es tzoin avihem, the pasuk says, vayelchu echo lirois es tzoin avihem b'shchem. It could be there's only two, sorry. Not three. Sometimes, okay, different races. Whoever the Balkari is going to see. Tell us, there's two, three. But there's a Nekudis there. What are the Nekudis there? To teach us, Shalai Holchu Ela Lirois is Atzman. Okay. Now, what does that mean? That means, the Mefarshim explained, that they went to Shecht at Tzoyin. They went to go eat tzoin from the tzoin of Avihem. That's the Netziv makes this hedgish also, that it was Shaloi Kedin. Because earlier the pasuk said that there was some Hoyerois Echov Batzoin. The Torah emphasizes Avihem. There's the S to say that they went off to Shech the tzoin, they went to go eat tzoin from the tzoin. Which wasn't Legam Risho Alpidin, but it wasn't Alpidin. Okay. Now what's the Torah teaching me? And you and us, what's the Torah teaching us by these two nekudas over here? What is the nekuda? What's the Torah trying to teach us? And that's part of our Messiah of Torah that we have to have in our Torah Shebiksav, two or three, whatever, we have to have dots on top of the Aleph to teach us this Yisoy. Lama nokud. To teach us this, say that they went to eat. What is the nekuda? Zogt in Netziv, the Gemara by Yosin Chulin. Chazal tell us of the Gemara over here goes with the Mahalach that there's no hasota ela ba'achila v'shtiyo. Dilma b'dvarim, ein asota b'dvarim. Haksiv ki esis chachicha, b'achilu b'shtiyo. V'haksiv, by Eoiv, the Pasuk says, v'atzisiteini boi lebal oichinom, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Sotan, you're being maces me to swallow him up for nothing. V'atzisiteini avad is not shayich. We're speaking about achilu b'shtiyo. L'malo shayini. When we're speaking about Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vatisiteyu isn't referring in Achila Vishtiya. But otherwise it is. And Siv says, what's Chatna Gemara over here? What's the Maksha asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And then Gemara answers, Lamai Lashayni Papa, everyone, yes. But what's given the Shakti Vatari over here? Zogtin Nitziv Hazoi. The Loshon of Hasota is on something which is not appropriate. You may see someone to wish Babi Dezor, that's the Pasuk, Ki Sis Chachicha Menach. Hasota by Lali Seramis Agilot was told Melchama that Lemaisa he shouldn't have gone up. Yeshua was punished that he went up with Achav Melech Israel. He was Mesis him. And the Gemara says that Hasota was Nachila Vishtiya. A person comes. Sorry, let me first get back to the text of the Gemara. Vayisitehu L'mal shayni, what's the nekuda? What's the shakla v'tayra going on over here? Because over here the Sultan also is trying to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him it's chinom, it's not appropriate. Why is it loshon of hasota? Vatisiteini. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Sultan, you're being maces me to go against Eiv chinom when he's not deserving. It's also something which is not appropriate. That's the nekuda, and that's the shakla v'tayra over here. Taka, there is a nekuda, but you see that's the only nekuda. No. That the whole nekuda is vatisiteu is meaning when it's something appropriate. And the Gemara says no. That's only when it's referring to klapi malo that's what it can mean. But by bnei adam it means both. Vatisiteu hasot is a loshen when a person is being musat. What's the word of hasot in English? enticed to do something which is wrong, enticement to do something which is wrong is going to be al yedei achila v'shtiya. Not good on the S. They wouldn't have been enticed between themselves to do the mechira, if not that there would have been that there was an achila v'shtiya involved. That's what the pasuk is emphasizing. Vayesh v'lech alechem. First of all, I have to realize, in situations of eating, there's matzavim. If it's not appropriate, there's a matzav of a michshol that can come out of it. And a matzav of being enticed to do something wrong, hein klapi, people klapi themselves, and hein klapi others, it's al yidei achila v'shtiya. And that's the gemara that bayas and chulin. That's what hasota is. Hasota by humans goes together with an achila v'shtiya. The first thing we have to learn out of this is, we have to be careful with our achila v'shtiya. And in situations which are not appropriate, al yidei achila v'shtiya, which is shaloi kedin, a person could be musat for things which are wrong. Hey, asach nochmer. As the Netziv points out over here, it was this tzoyin avihem. There was a tzad michshel over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed them to slip. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed them to slip. That what? Had they not eaten achila v'shtiya shaloi kedin, they wouldn't have come to the mechira. With the whole matzav of Ayikanu boy, and with the whole sfurna that you all probably know, he cheshmed so beautifully how they viewed Yosef as a roidif, and correctly so. And they were mamish scared of him, that he's going to be pushing them away from Yankov and from Yiddishkeit. They were afraid that they're going to get pushed away. That he's going to become the mamshich, and they're going to end up to be like they'll end up to be like an Esav, like a Yishmael, who was nidche, and they weren't so off. Let me just mention, Yosef was going to have 12 shvatim himself, as the pasuk says in Vizoyis Abrocha by Yosef, that he was supposed to have 12. Rashi over there brings it on. Shikoyach. Where's the Rashi? Here, no, it's not in. It's a bracha here in Vayechi. Vatesha based on Kashtoi Vayavoizu Zroye Yodov. Vayavoizu Zroye Yodov. No, I thought it was Rashi over here. There's a Chazal on this Pasuk. Vayavoizu Zroye Yodov. That Bishas, Eshes Potiphar, was Mufate Yosef, his taiva was Nisoirer, and in order to break his taiva, with his 10 fingers, he crushed his 10 fingers and caused himself pain. By crushing his 10 fingers, that's what the Pasuk is saying, by Yefoizus Roye Yodov, and he was Mufate, the Hisoirus of taiva, but because of this Hisoirus taiva that he had, he would. 10 tippers of Zerah, which were Yosef Levatola, and therefore Yosef was Zoyche only to 2 Shvatim instead of 12 Shvatim. He was going to have 12 Shvatim. By your voice, Israel Yodov, he lost it. Okay. But Ben Kahu, what I'm trying to bring over here, the Nakuda is, it wasn't far off. Yosef was designated to have 12 Shvatim. Lemaisa and Achanami, they were all supposed to be the 12 Shvatim, they ended up Taka being the 12 Shvatim, but they were in a Pachat. This is for another day, and with all of that, they wouldn't have come to a matziv with all them feeling in Nirdofim and Roifim, unless there was the Nakud al Es, that there were Yeshvu Lechoy, which was Shalai Kedin, they wouldn't have come to a situation that they would have come to Yidei Nisoyen. But because there was a Kinna, which was Shalai al Kedin, and they had to work on the Vayikanu Bayechov, and they didn't try to eliminate that Kinna at an earlier stage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesaviv, and this all was with Hashgacha, that they should come to be Nechshal. And they were talking Nechshal on the Mechira, which B'Sovei Shel Dovar, Ki L'Michya Shel Ochani Hashem Lefneichem. But Atem Chashavtem L'Ro'o. But even the Chashova L'Ro'o, which they had, they were only Nechshal in it, weiter, because of a Sibah. The Netziv says this, first of all, you find it many times in Chazal. Here in Guf, in this week's parasha, you find it. Chazal say on Yehuda, Shelo yoyoroi Yehuda toisa maisa. And lemaisa, the whole maisa with Tomer, is arayis kikum and invited in Medrash, you have over here the Arishal Mashiach, and it was, and there was a malach that pushed him, it was mamish. But it was a tzad bizoyin badover. It was a maisa which in its chisoynis didn't look out kohagin. So Chazal say, that why was he punished that this happened to him? Now, Lamaisi was pushed. We find in Chazal that Lo Yehoyaroi Lo Yisamaisi was pushed by a Malach. Seemingly from Chazal, he mamish almost, or it's true to say that he did not have Bechir Chavshis on the Etzem Maisa. But why was he pushed towards such a Maisa? As a punishment. For the Maisa that happened with Yosef. Why did it have to happen over here? So, weiter. Arish HaMashiach had to come out, but why did it come out in such a way? So weiter, it's mashma and medrash that it was bedavka that happened this way, but lemaisa he was nichshal in such a matzav, weiter, why? Because of the maisa of Mechiras Yosef, and he was deserving of it happening. As the Meshech Chochma weiter, so beautifully cheshmas of midah keneged midah on this nekuda, Yosef going down to Mitzrayim at the end of the day was a hatzalah for Klal Yisrael, and it was the best thing for Yosef. Yosef was a melech in Mitzrayim, was zoichet to such godless and such to everything good that Yosef was zoichet to. It was all through the mechira. At the end of the day, let's not forget Yosef ben Shloshim Shana was a melech until the day he died at age 110. So b'Sovei Shel Dovar, good came out of it, but the kavana was raw, and alponav it looked wrong, and he didn't choshev the toiva. Kadosh Baruch was machshelim, exactly the same maisa that happened with Tomer. It was a maisa mitzvah. Maisa of Yibum. Came out of it, Holshel Shelis Malchus Beis David. But the fact that Kadosh Baruch was machshelim something which Alponov looks wrong, but B'Sovei Shel Dovar, the maisa is a good maisa, because that's exactly what he did. We find weiter, as a chazal by the posuk says, Loma tateinu Hashem idrochecho, tashgiach libeinu mirasecho. Pasuk in Yeshaya. Shuv deman avodecho, shivtei nachosecho. Medrash Rabbe on this pasuk says, brings this pasuk over here and says like this. Rabbi Yeshua ben Baita Tzoymer. Kshiratziso, when you wanted, nosato belibom le'ehoif. When you wanted the shvatim to stick up for the sister, you put a hava towards their sibling, that Shimon Velevi stuck up for Dina. Ukshiratzisa nosata belibam lisnoi. You put in their heart to hate. By Maisa Yosef. So the Netziv so beautifully in Parshas Vayishlach, on the pasuk by Shnei Bnei Yaakov Achi Dina, he shows how each Shimon and Levi had different intentions. One was for the sake of Kvod Shomayim, that was Nischalel. that such a maisa should happen to a daughter of Yankif. And one was lechvoid beis aviv and lechavad dina, his sister. Each one had their... And it was a hisayrus when Yankif criticized them for it. Later in Parshas Vayechi, there was something which was wrong. And the maisa they were... It wasn't a maisa which was totally good, and they were punished for it. They had their oinish. Why did they come to it? So the vayta the netziv cheshmin told here so beautifully, because they slipped in something... Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mesavi that they would be the ones that they should have this hisayrus to go through this maisa, which later they were deserving of vayter of a punishment, and that's what the medrash over here is saying. Nasata ksherotziso nasata belibam leehoyv uksherotziso nasata belibam lisnoy. Even nisyonis, which come a person's way. We have to realize many times, and this b'hashgacha will be given an isayin and will be given room to slip. And the opposite is also true. That in Akadosh Baruch Hu could bring different situations in a person's way that he therefore should be zoiche to tremendous chus. Why? It always comes because of a prior action. There's certainly scariness which comes a person's way, and he has to realize it's coming as a punishment that he's even getting the nisayon. And that's what the pasuk over here is saying: Lama tateinu Hashem idrochecha, takshiach levaveinu miyurasecha. Sometimes a person is pushed away from doing something good. Yehuda didn't have a choice with Tamar; he lost his bechira chavshis. It ended up not being a chait, okay, because he also did something which be'etzem wasn't in ganzen wrong. But why was he pushed in such a direction? It's very embarrassing, such a situation. And with the greatness of Yehuda that he was able to stand up and admit with that tremendous midas emes, and he was zeichet to malchus because of it. But alpanov the maisa, the whole story doesn't. It was a punishment. We're punished sometimes exactly for these reasons, because we priorly did something wrong. And everything is always with a hashgacha, with a midah keneged midah, in order to show us where we slipped, where we did something wrong. And the opposite is also true. A bocher holds himself with the gvura, not to pick up a shmutzik, a book that a roommate has, not to look into it. Hold himself back. It's full of shmutz and narishkeit, which is going to be my heilige cup. Nein, holds himself back. In them schusi zoiche, that later, on his plane right back, he's punk sitting next to a bentura, a geschmacki guy, and they're schmizing and learning, and he had a whole geschmacki trip. While the punishment for the guy who nebuch, for the other, and I speak about punishment of the roommate who had the shmutzik book to begin with. But even the other guy who didn't hold himself back and picked it up. Okay, so later when he's on the plane, he's sitting next to Unterweltnik, who puts on a shmutzik movie in front of him, and Lamaise, as whatever he tried, he almost doesn't have almost bechir chavshis on it, etc. And these things go weiter. When a person's marse nefesh, what I mean, Marcy Nefesh, he breaks himself in order to be Mekadosh and Metayer himself, in a certain area, he gets paid back later in life. That he didn't get into the Bechal Nisyonis when he was out in the working force, whatever, v'chulu, that he didn't get the different Nisyonis that others chaverim of his heads and Nebach, they fell and slipped. Or even if it's on... You have situations where people end up in certain offices. The ganze matzav, Baruch Hashem, a person keeps himself more or less b'tahar v'kedusha, but it's nebuch more or less. It's sometimes uncomfortable situations, and it can continue for years. Say, well, there's no aver involved directly, and I'm trying my best. Yeah, but why are you in such a situation? Yeah, because 20 years earlier you were nichshal in something where you did allow yourself to slip, and later you punished weiter in such an area. I'm not speaking about these nekudis. Even I'm lehed, you're bringing small examples because there's nothing small in Yiddishkeit, and everything pays up at the end. B'sefer shel davar, it all adds up, and every every nisoyin that comes our way is because of something. And the opposite's also good. People sometimes are zoiche seemingly to such siyata deshmaya in their spirituality. They come to situations where brought nitzchias to them. And it's because they're deserving of it. It could be in fact in small actions. All of us have to know that on every level it's true. When we're zoiche to situations which bring us to tremendous kirvut HaKadosh Baruch Hu of spirituality, it's a hashgacha pratis that we have to be. First of all, we have to be makban on every single small action that we should be deserving. When a HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to a person, it's because he tried, he did it, which is good. When we're mersa nefesh, when we try to push ourselves, that extra nakuda, when it's shver for us, we push ourselves into learning. You push yourself to be makar of a chaver. It pays up afterwards. You also get a matzav that people will be makar of you. You're makar of a bocher on one level, a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be doing that people will be makar of you on another level. Ruchnius, when a person goes for Ruchnius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him to achieve much more Ruchnius. And the opposite Nebuch is also true. A person slips with something. And then he says, no, okay, so one time Zach, I slipped with this Nekudah. You better do tshuva and cry your eyes out. It's not just the act itself which is wrong. Be careful. If you don't do proper tshuva on this, because of this maisa that you do, you don't know what the next maisa is going to come towards your way. This maisa might look small to you, that you slipped. But if you don't properly clean yourself from this maisa, who knows what other maisa will come your way. That's the way mida keneged mida works. When a person does something wrong, if he doesn't do tshuva, he doesn't clean himself up from it, he can't just say it's something small and go weiter. The lashon of the pasuk by Ekev, Ekev Tishmun, Ma Ekev Azeh Chazal say, just like a person gets a little bite from a snake, he says, it's a little bite. If he doesn't take care of it, the poison spreads throughout his body till he dies. The same thing is with chait, and even in something which seemingly could be small. The person doesn't take the necessary steps to clean himself up from a slip that happened to him. There's other things that will open up down the way also. Hashem Yerachim. If Yehuda would have done tshuva on the Chav Beis Shana, that he was Mitzar Yankiv Avinu, he wouldn't have slipped and said, L'chatasi la'vikal ayomim, V'chatasi la'vikal ayomim. He wouldn't come into a situation where he was menuda, Ba'ilam Azeh, Ba'ilam Abba. And if Itake, he was Zoicha, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for him 200 years later, and he was Zoicha to come back to Yeshiva Shel Ma'alo, and to be able to have a shak levitari in Yeshiva Shel Ma'alo, and be able to answer, it was because of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. Invited. I don't have the Chafetz Chaim to tell me, maybe he does on this nekudah, I don't think he does, why he was zoich exactly to that nekudah. But everything is gecheshbon, everything has a reason, the siban of mesoivev. Every nekudah in hein and gashmius and hein and ruchnius of a person. Nothing happens to them. Our fate is in our own hands. And it's very encouraging also when a person knows everything pays up. Baruch Mishalem Socher Tov L'Yureyav, as we say every morning in davening. Kadosh Baruch Hu pays Socher Tov for Yureyav. There is not a single action that's not paid up for. When a person tries to grow in his ruach, yes, every maisa that he does for the good will stand in his good stead. It's going to be oimed to him when he needs it. And there's nothing as a small maisa. Every mashu that a person tries to grow in his ruach, yes, will pay up. And it pays up big time. A mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Just like weiter. The lechoy lechem, they slipped. And they were nichshal. It's because there was something wrong. But the opposite is true in the good also. Every maisa toiv brings a person to more ruchnias and more ruchnias. The person is takah zoicha. Good Shabbos.